to Becoming a Model podcast. I am your host, Binky Lou. And if you haven't already, make sure that you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel, click that notification bell, like this video and all the others, comment and share with a model friend and or family member. All right. This is the Becoming a Model podcast. If you guys are new to the channel, this is a podcast where I bring you all the tips and tricks and trade info from a model to educate newer models and becoming a model yourself. So let's get into today's episode. We are talking about starting your portfolio. All right. This is a very key important thing for models because it's like the number one thing that we all need to have and obviously do when we're models. This is how we showcase our work to the world. Okay. So you need to know how to start and have a good, strong portfolio. Types of photos you should have in your portfolio. I always like to tell models you want to make sure you get a good strong 2 beauty shots. You want to have a good 2 fashion shoots and 2 lifestyle shoots. Now, having 2 of each of these things gives you at least about 6 photos. That's a good start to your portfolio, and you're having a nice amount of range to your portfolio as well. So you want to be able to showcase that you have a good amount of range. You can be able to be placed in any predicament of a category, and you're good for the work, okay? It's a good skill to have, especially when you're submitting to different agencies, to show that you do have range, because they do have a conglomerate of different kind of photo shoots that they will end up booking you for. You'll end up having some beauty shoots, you'll end up having fashion shoots, and you will end up having some commercial shots. So having 2 to 3 really of each is a good way to start out your portfolio. Next, you want to start building up the category that you want to dive deeper in. If you want to be a beauty and fashion model, you need to now start building more beauty and fashion model shots into your port. Start working on more TFP shoots. Start working on more fashion shoots. Start putting yourself out there and networking. Go to networking events, go to fashion shows, and just when they're having those moments of networking circles and getting to know each other, get to know those other fashion individuals that are in the room who are also sitting in the VIP section. Getting to know them and making a name for yourself ensures the fact that you will then start getting picked for those different photo shoots. So start now developing the type of model that you want to become. Like I said, it's good to have that range, but then you want to start digging deeper into the category that you really want to stamp yourself in. That way you're starting to build your portfolio for the longevity. Now, let's take a moment to hear a little bit from our sponsors for today's episode. Hey, you guys, today's sponsor is brought to you by Clean Skin Club. All right. And I'm talking about the clean towels today. Okay. I have these clean towels. I love them. They're very great on my skin. I use them literally for everything. So you guys use them for everything. They are 100% biodegradable, ultra soft, and ensure the cleanest ending to your skincare routine. Each towel has a textured side and a smooth side. And yes, I use both. The clean towels are gentle on your skin, but are durable enough for any use, guaranteed not to tear or shed, and are just as strong when wet. And trust and believe you me, this is true. I use my clean skin towels literally for my facials, and I always wet them and nuke them so they can stay warm, and they are the best. I don't have to go ahead and use hand towels or face towels to clean off my clients and apply new products. So this is great. You guys get to have the chance of getting your own
clean towels, and any products from Clean Skin Club with my promo code WINKED to receive 20% off your total order at checkout. Again, you guys get to receive your own greatness when you use my promo code WINKED at checkout for 20% off your total order. Make sure that you visit cleanskinclub.com. That's cleanskinclub.com.
Thank you guys for today's sponsors. Now, let's get back into the video. Next, when you're pushing to work more into your category, try to now develop having about 10 photos of that category that you're pushing to develop in. If you're wanting to be a beauty and fashion model, try to start having about 10 photos of beauty and 10 photos of fashion. That's about 20 photos altogether to really have a broad range in your portfolio of your beauty and fashion work. This really gives us a good insight of all the beauty work and fashion work that you can do, which will really start looking professional and really start making you look like the ideal model that they should hire when it comes to those kind of gigs and or runway shows and shoots. When it really starts coming to those kinds of gigs and or photo shoots. Also, this ties right back into what I was speaking before. Don't feel afraid to reach out to those individuals to help you get your portfolio up and running. Reach out to those photographers, reach out to those makeup artists, reach out to those hairstylists, reach out to those designers. Go onto these different kind of social media platforms and start really connecting. Hit them up with a DM and saying, hey, I follow your work. I really love what you're doing. I'd love to model for you one day. Be on the lookout on their pages for when they do post model calls about wanting to find models for work. That's your opportunity. That's your moment of truth. That's when you get in. Make sure that you're having your Polaroid, your comp card, whatever, at those moments. That way you can submit and make sure that you're ready to go as soon as you get a feedback back. Make sure that you're ready to go as soon as you get a word back, okay? So connect, network. You know people. Hit them up and start making those portfolios coming to play, coming to fruition. Get your photos so you can start pushing yourself out there for agencies or just building a really strong portfolio when the time comes. You need to have portfolio shots. You need to have your portfolio built and strong if you do want to go ahead and be basically represented by an agency. So make sure that you're working hard and you're doing everything that you need to do to get to that degree. All right. Thanks you guys for listening to me today on today's episode. Again, make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit that notification bell, like the video, comment, and share with your family and friends. Also, join the Patreon. Join for as low as $5. Foot long. Okay. $5 foot long from Subway. That's not a sponsorship, but hey, it works. So make sure that you guys are joining the Patreon account. The Patreon is where you can find all of the uncut interviews from all of the fashion industry individuals that I've interviewed so far and will be interviewing in the future. Okay. When you guys find those uncuts, you guys also get to be a part of the live sessions so you too can ask them questions of your own. Okay. This is very important. You guys get to ask them your own questions. Like, who doesn't want to do that? So join our Patreon for $5. All of the $5 that you guys donate will be going into having better interviews. More interviews to come. That means more individuals that I can talk to, reach out to, bigger named individuals. I'm so excited for that. So join the Patreon today for as low as $5 and get that access now so you guys can get all of the uncut interviews. Obviously, don't show on YouTube. And all the meat and bones is in the Patreon. So go to Patreon right now. The link is in the description below and sign up. Like, what are you waiting for? Exactly. What are you waiting for? But I will see you guys for next week's episode. Oh my God. Make sure that you guys subscribe and tune in next week. Bye. Hey.